cardboard tubes rewind the clock. Skyscrapers reach into the heavens. Tinker toys, wreck the sets, stacks of boxes we collect. All were abandoned by 11. And the blueprints keep getting harder to find. And the visions retreat to the back of our minds. Not lacking purpose, we're just lacking directional. We scratch the surface, we don't need your protection. Cause there's nobody coming to our defense. Oh, we are the architects. Oh, 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 we are the architects. Oh, 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 we are the architects. Spain and school, a house and cars, build the key and yield the bars. But we still dream of reaching scour. Marathon, a cigarette, a second child, a seventh pet. Just to be inspired. And the blueprints are hidden under our beds. And the visions we seek to live in our heads. Not lacking purpose, we're just lacking directional. We scratch the surface, we don't need your protection. Cause there's nobody coming to our defense. Oh, we are the architects. Purpose, we're just lacking direction. No, we scratch the surface, we don't need your protection. Cause there's nobody coming to our defense. Oh, we are the architects. Not lacking purpose, we're just lacking direction. No, we scratch the surface, we don't need your protection. Cause there's nobody coming to our defense. Attack. Architects.
Michael McFarland here on Near Rocks, and we are the architects. Before that, you heard from Tom Adams and The Last Resort, I Could Be the Last, and we started off with Nick Wilkinson and the feature players, The Ohio Song. And in studio with us right now is actually Michael McFarland.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome.
So you kind of dropped a bomb on me as we were playing that song.
Just like the Gap Band.
And I'm definitely going to be distracted for the rest of this interview. That track you released with a set of Legos.
Yes, yes. Actually, the whole EP was released with a set of Legos. If you're listening to the lyrics, you know the whole idea behind it, and the whole idea behind the whole six song EP. That's the title track of, is this concept of trying to hold on to your creativity and the sort of dreams and visions that we all had when we were kids, and how easy it is to sort of lose touch with those as we grow up and grow older and end up with responsibilities and all of that. And so I thought, what's a better way to try to encourage and drive home the idea of that song than to say, here's some music, and while you're listening to it, build something. So one of the ways that you can pick up my new record is it's a box of Legos, 25 to 35 hand-selected Legos, and it comes with a download code under the lid redeem for on the website for the whole record.
You certainly made it difficult to get into. It's childproof, so no young children are going to choke.
Listen, Michael McFarland, I see what you did there. It's about ambition. If you can't even get into the box, I mean, you're not even worth the Legos that are inside of it, right? Am I right? I mean,
well, you know, I figure anything worth having is worth working just a little bit for. So,
and as we speak, the Legos are now all over the console here.
Construction has commenced.
Having grown up with Legos, yeah, you win.
So guess what's happening? You have a show. We didn't just come here to play with Legos, which Eric's doing right now.
Is it? Why couldn't I just come here to play with Legos? Is there something wrong with that?
I'm okay with it.
I do in fact have a show coming up in the near future.
Wednesday.
Yes, this Wednesday at the Beachland. I'm really excited about that.
So you've got it's Star and Micey?
Yes, they're a band out of Memphis. They're on tour. They are awesome. Definitely check them out. I was blown away when I first listened to them, and am so excited that I'm going to get to open for them. And Nick Wilkinson and the Featured Players, that I believe mm-hmm. you played just a few songs yes. earlier, they're also going to be playing that show. So it's going to be an awesome night.
So
I'm
that's,
so excited.
That's at the Beachland Tavern. It's going to be Wednesday at 8:30 p.m.
That is correct, sir.
Good stuff.
Sorry, I'm
are you done playing with Legos over there?
I'm completely distracted.
Is there any such thing as being done playing with Legos?
No, there is not. So you just ruined this entire interview by handing me Legos.
Oh, my apologies.
Sorry, Jason.
I only slightly feel bad about that. I feel like my entire mission in releasing the record is like it's unfolding in front of me. I'm getting to see what I was trying to accomplish happen before my eyes. So
that is hilarious.
Yeah, this is making my day right here.
Well, speaking of Legos and your vision coming to fruition here, you have a new song that you released for kind of a cool concept here.
Yes. So this song has been kind of sitting in my back pocket for several years now because it's for a film that was shot in the Northeast Ohio area. Akron and Canton and Cleveland and surrounding areas. The movie is called How to Change the World, and it was inspired by the real life. Inspired by meaning it was the jumping off point, but by the person who started Occupy Akron back when the whole Occupy Wall Street movement was going on, and so they made a movie that was sort of inspired a little bit by that, but it's really funny. It's a comedy of when someone gets disillusioned with activism, the misguided ways in which they might try to make the world better beyond protesting.
Interesting.
So they almost all of the music that's in the film is mine. And since it was a few years ago, most of it is off of my first two records because I hadn't written the other ones yet. But they asked if I would write a theme song for the film. And I said, well, I've never tried that before. I'll give it a shot. Why not? And so that's what I did. So the movie comes out this Saturday. It's going to be premiering in Akron. And sadly, I will not be at the premiere because I'll be at a singer-songwriter conference in Cape May, New Jersey.
Oh, wow.
But you should be there.
Absolutely. So, well, you want to play something?
Yeah, sure. Cool. I will gladly play something. Let me...
While you're tuning up there, I did notice that your last name, McFarland, I'm guessing that you might have a little Irish background. Is that correct?
Scottish, actually.
Scottish.
But I won't take offense at the mistake.
Well, I was going to ask you while you're tuning up there, if you had any crazy plans for this Thursday.
Well, I will be on the road to Cape May, New Jersey, as I mentioned. But I'm going to be stopping off at a radio station in the northern tip of New Jersey to do a quick interview there, and they have promised Irish food. So
you want to stay away from that, actually.
I'm more than happy to do a slight detour in order to get fed for an interview.
Now, when they say Irish food, I mean that, that I love my Irish brothers and sisters out there. But we're not really known for the food.
Well, I'm hoping for at least a little bit of like corned beef and cabbage or something like that.
So you're gonna stick traditional.
I'm not going to. They're feeding me. I'm a musician. They're saying we have food.
You have food.
I'm saying I will be there.
So maybe a little boxty or something as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Awesome. So what are we gonna hear here with this extremely small guitar that threw Eric off.
We're going to talk about that later. Hold on to that one.
Well, since you mentioned St. Patrick's Day and all that, I thought I'd play a song that it's the closing track of We Are the Architects. And I sort of envisioned it halfway between an Irish drinking song and a battle hymn. So it seems a good one for the subject matter. This is called Waiting to Live.
Michael McFarlane live on New York.
Less than you are, fearing the dark, scared of the black, searching the sky for a star, living a life, playing a part, doing the thing you were told, and they can't put out the flame in your heart. No one can make you grow old, and we'll burn through the end of the night. We're only as old as we say. Day isn't done till you turn out the light. Let it blaze till the break of the day. Let it blaze till the break of the day. Starting to split at the seams. Are we all souls whose souls are for sale, putting a price on our dreams? And we'll burn through the end of the night. We're only as old as we say. Day isn't done till you turn out the light. Let it blaze till the break of the day. Let it blaze till the break of the day. When confronted, and we'll chase what we've wanted, and we'll finish what we've started, burning bright till the break of the day. And we'll fight when confronted, and we'll chase what we've wanted, and we'll finish what we've started, burning bright till the break of the day. And we'll fight when confronted, and we'll chase what we've wanted, and we'll finish what we've started, burning bright till the break of the day. And we'll fight when confronted, and we'll chase what we've wanted, and we'll finish what we've started, burning bright till the break of the day.
Michael McFarlane, yes. Live on NeoRocks.
Good stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you. So I'm going to go back to what Jason alluded to before the break. So you friended me on Facebook today.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was a mistake, by the way.
Bad choice, apparently.
But of course, you're coming in studio, so I want to know a little bit about you. So
I go to
the page, go to the music page, and you've got a promo shot. You have got your guitar over your shoulders.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking at it going, either he's freakishly big or that's a, or something's going on with that guitar. So
let's just go with them freakishly big. This is radio, right? They can't know what
you're 9 foot
oh,
seven.
There's a camera on me. No, I play a 3/4 scale guitar. There are a couple of reasons for that. A lot of times when I go on tour, I do so on my motorcycle. So smaller guitar equals less wind resistance. Second, I have really skinny fingers. So it's actually easier for me in a lot of cases to work with the smaller scale of the neck. Third, I can move around a lot more freely with this guitar. Like, playing this guitar on stage, I feel like I have more of the freedom of, like, playing an electric where you can kind of just, like, throw it around. And
so in case you need to punch somebody in the audience, it's a lot easier.
Exactly. You can just toss it behind you and, like, start swinging if it's necessary. Not saying it would be, but... and third, so this guitar, it cost all of $150. I abuse my instruments quite a bit, as you saw during just that last song. I am not kind to them, so the quality you can get per dollar on 3/4 scale guitars is incredible compared to full-size guitars, because it takes a lot less good wood to make a guitar this size than it does to make a much bigger one.
So what you're saying is you need a sponsorship.
You know, I have been a loyal Dean Guitars. This is the second Dean acoustic I have, and I own three of their electrics. So, Dean, if you're listening right now, and I know you are, Dean Guitars, give me a call.
Well, one of your – I have a question about this, because you mentioned the biker part. On your website, you highlight this. In fact, through all your social media, Michael McFarlane, music.com, mm-hmm. Facebook.com/MichaelMcFmusic. You have writer, rocker, biker, geek. We've got the writer part down.
Uh-huh.
Got the rocker part down.
Uh-huh.
We should touch on the biker and the geek part.
Okay.
Because that's what I'm curious about.
All right. So the biker part we just touched on a little bit.
Okay.
A lot of times when I go on tour, I do it on my motorcycle. So everything is pretty compact. My merchandise all fits into this little suitcase that my mom took to college with her and I found in my parents' basement several years back. And I was like, hey, Mom, you using this? She's like, no. It's like, I promise I'll take good care of it, and it'll travel a lot. To me, it's sort of the closest thing that you can find nowadays to being that old-school troubadour, is, like, you know, getting on a motorcycle and going and seeing the country and playing music. And the gas mileage is great, too.
Now the geek part.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'm wearing a Batman shirt right now, and I sell Legos with my records.
Yeah, so. I was about to say, yeah, Legos?
generally, within about 30 seconds of speaking to me, that becomes evident. But no, I mean, I come from a family of scientists. I grew up on science fiction and comic books and all of that. And so, while I don't, you know, I don't write songs specifically about that, a lot of it kind of bleeds into the way I look at the world and the way I approach things. So, yeah, you know, it's, again, the let's sell some Legos with my records.
I'm going to put you on the spot.
Yes.
Favorite Batman actor.
I was having this discussion just a couple days ago. I'm a pretty big Adam West man myself. I gotta say I do love the that 60s. So my wife and I, part of how we knew that we were gonna be a good fit for each other was we both brought a copy of the Adam West Batman movie on DVD to the relationship. So that's when you know you're a good match, is when you both own the Adam West Burt Ward Batman film. I'll leave it there. You know, of the newer ones, I love Christian Bale. From the moment that I heard that he was going to, I was a big fan of the film Equilibrium, where he plays that dark action figure, and so I immediately knew, like, okay, he pulled off that part phenomenally. He's going to be able to pull off Batman. So I think he did a phenomenal job. I'm cautiously optimistic about Batfleck.
I've never heard it called that before.
Yeah, Ben Affleck. I think he could be all right. I have a feeling he's going to be a really good Bruce Wayne, and that I think is the key to being a good Batman. Because really, anyone can toss on the suit and put on a voice, and as long as you have a strong jawline, you can probably manage to pull off, the Batman character. But it's really the Bruce Wayne character who's this, playboy that's hiding the dark side, and you can believe that at night he goes out and beats the crap out of people. So I think that Ben Affleck's going to be able to pull that off. So I'm not convinced the movie itself will be good, but I think he's going to be an all right Batman.
All right.
I'd like the record to show I have absolutely nothing to add to this conversation. This is way past anything I even know about.
You wanted to know the geek part.
Hey,
there you go.
I'm learning.
You unleashed the beast.
I'm learning.
You want to play something else?
Yeah, sure. Since I don't have my full array of toys at my disposal, I do a whole lot of looping stuff and I play live. When I do things acoustic like this, I usually do some of the slower stuff. So I'm going to play. It's actually one of my favorite songs that I've ever written. It's called "Remember Me," and this one is off my Orange record. The title of that record is a failed breakup. I color code my records because I forget their names. So they're all the covers of them are all bright colors. So I know if a song is on the red record or the green record, or in this case, the gray record was the latest one. This one's on the orange record. So this is called "Remember Me."
Michael McFarlane live on New York.
She said it's starting to get cold back. And I haven't seen the sun in 7 days. And the ice is forming on Cuyahoga. But I hope the southern stars will light your way. And like peeling off the pages of calendar, our year was ending soon. Still, the dark soul dissipates like in Salinger. Just promise me this. As the lights go down in the Carolinas, as your eyes close now, is it me you see? As you find yourself in the Blue Ridge Mountains and forget your past, remember me. She said the nights are getting lonely on the North Coast, and I don't laugh half as much since your escape. And I wish you'd say I'm only what you miss most. I wonder what
December came to call. Still I wonder whether you and I will ever be. As winter chases fall, as the lights go down in the Carolinas, as your eyes close now, is it me you see? As you find yourself in the Blue Ridge Mountains and forget your past, remember me. Oh.
So I'm going to do a little bit of an aside right here to mention. Sometimes words end up changing meanings a little bit. For example, there's a word that I use in the next line of this song that when I wrote this song was not the name of a popular dating app. Since I wrote this song, it has become the name of a popular dating app, but I can assure you my intention in using this word was not to mention aforementioned popular dating app.
Oh, we started a fire with wet wooden tinder. I'm not ready to retire. Still much more than cinders, with memories of me as you slip into slumber. Just promise you will hold my heart still, 'cause you hold my heart still. Don't let me. As the lights go down in the Carolinas, as your eyes close now, is it me you see? As you find yourself in the Blue Ridge Mountains and forget your past, remember me. Remember me as the lights go down in the Carolinas. As your eyes close now, is it me you say? As you find yourself in the Blue Ridge Mountains, forget your past, remember me.
Michael McFarland here on Neo Rocks.
Thank you.
Once again singing a song that is not about a dating app.
I swear.
That's great. So do you have to give that disclaimer at every show just to make sure?
I do sometimes. You know, it depends on the audience. If I know they're paying attention enough that they'll catch it, I usually tell the story. Or sometimes if they're not paying attention, to catch their attention, I'll tell it. So, but sometimes, you know, if I can tell it's a crowd that, like, has seen me before, they've probably heard, like, all the other jokes I tell during my set a couple times, so I might skip that.
Is there any chance that eventually you're just going to name that song Swipe Right?
So I've got a friend of mine. He's also a singer-songwriter. We play shows together a lot. His name's Sean Benjamin. And he will come up on stage and specifically start, like, Tindering on stage while I'm doing that, while I'm playing that song.
Sean is a goof.
Just to make a point.
Yes, I know. I know Sean. I can see him doing exactly
oh,
that.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming in. Of course, your show is going to be this Wednesday.
Yes, indeed.
Star and Micey, Nick Wilkinson and the Future Players, of course, Michael McFarlane.
That is correct.
This Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. at the Beachland Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
Where can people go to find out more information about you and potentially get a hold of the awesome cube?
So the home base for everything of mine on the internet is michaelmcfarlandmusic.com, or for short, michaelmcfarland. You can head there. And there's also on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/MichaelMcFarlaneMusic. There's also Michael McF Music, which is my personal page. But on my Facebook-like page, I'm running a contest that you can pick up a pair of free tickets. And that contest just started 2 seconds ago. So you can head to facebook.com/MichaelMcFarlaneMusic for a chance to pick up a couple of free tickets to that show at the Beachland this Wednesday.
Well, again, thank you very much for being in studio with us.
Absolutely my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And we were talking about the song a bunch earlier.
Mm-hmm.
We got it now for you on Near Rocks. How to Change the World by Michael McFarland on Near Rocks. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Do you know how to change the world? Can we figure it out? Because the time's running out for me. Near Rocks. Near Rocks. Another day, another dollar down the drain. Another debtor situation seems to stay the same. Another morning as we're moaning our refrain. Waking up to let down, just don't let me down again. We're up to our elbows and over our heads. Ego with broken wings. What will it take? Perhaps the government collapse to realign everything. Do you know how to change the world? Can we figure it out? Because the time's running out. And with all the things we've learned, gotta figure it out. Because the time's running out for me. Another million from the pockets of the poor. Another Rockefeller needs a little bit more. Another crowd of college kids who want to change. Disconnected, this connection seems a bit strange. We're up to our ankles and down on our knees. Evil with broken wings. What will it take? Perhaps the government collapse. Realign everything. Do you know how to change the world? Can we figure it out? Because the time's running out. With all the things we've learned, gotta figure it out. Because the time's running out. We got crowds of kids with the left to lose. With the tear gas tanks and batons to bruise. Will you stand your ground when you got to choose? Both left and right are ready for a change that comes from the bottom up. As the movement's march, will they make the cut? Are we mud and mud? Do we all get stuck? Asking now. Do you know how to change the world? Can we figure it out? Because the time's running out. With all the things we've learned, gotta figure it out. Because the time's running out. Do you know how to change the world? Can we figure it out? Because the time's running out. With all the things we've learned, gotta figure it out. Because the time's running out. To know how to change. Man.